It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The very nature of video games as an interactive medium makes them incredibly ripe for hearsay and speculation, much of which is difficult to categorically prove wrong. And the internet allows these dubious claims to spread like wildfire, taking on life of their own despite the fact that more often than not they're flat-out lies fabricated out of nowhere. In fairness, not all of this misinformation is entirely malicious or mischievous. There are those fans that have perpetuated lies under the belief they were truthful, and there are also playful fan theories which have simply run wildly out of control. But the common feature between these non-truths and otherwise incorrect claims is that each was enthusiastically believed by a huge portion of gamers, who in turn continue to unknowingly perpetuate the lie today. Yet by digging into the meat of the matter, we can see that these long-held claims are all nothing more than widespread bunk, and regardless of intent, are not remotely founded in fact. I am Kirsten from What Culture, and these are 10 lies about famous video games you probably believe. Number 10, Mercy created Reaper. Overwatch. The so-called Mandela effect sure is wild, huh? It's a phenomenon whereby large groups of people all collectively misremember a fact, and even upon learning the truth, typically express skepticism that they've really been wrong all this time. The Mandela effect isn't terribly common in video games, though a major case of it occurred following the release of hit first-person shooter Overwatch. Many fans still insist to this day, while in the game's waiting area, the character Mercy will speak a line of dialogue which implies she was the creator of Reaper. "This is what I intended for you, Rays." For years, fans have taken to social media to proclaim that they remember hearing the line in-game, which would suggest that Mercy isn't quite the hero everyone believes her to be. Blizzard's official response is that the line never existed in the game, though that hasn't stopped fans committing to conspiracy theories about the developer quietly removing the line and attempting to cover up their mistake with a blanket refusal. Number 9, there's a nude Lara Croft cheat code, Tomb Raider. One of the most persistent myths in video game history is the so-called Nude Raider cheat code in the original Tomb Raider. Shortly after the game's release, gaming magazines' playground chatter alike fostered the collective belief that players could remove Lara Croft's clothes by inputting an elusive cheat code. And let's face it, we all got tricked by that one mate who promised us they had the working code, right? But alas, no Tomb Raider game has ever been released with any sort of official secret nudity cheat, though that hasn't stopped enterprising hackers and modders from doing it themselves. So if you've seen a video of anyone playing Tomb Raider featuring a Lara in the buff, it is in no way legit. In fact, Eidos hated the rumours enough to initially threaten legal action against anyone disseminating a so-called nude patch for PC versions of earlier games in the series. Number 8, you can shoot the dog on console versions of the game Duck Hunt. The Duck Hunt dog frequency tops lists of the most annoying video game characters, and for damn good reason. The smugly, chuckling canine infuriatingly pops up to mock the player whenever they fail to shoot a duck. The character irritated everyone enough that a popular rumour suggested it was possible for skilled players to actually shoot the dog and shut him up once and for all. Sadly, this isn't actually true, at least one of the home versions of the games that most people played, and so anyone who has ever claimed to have shot the dog on a console version of Duck Hunt is, well, talking out their arse. However, it's possible to shoot the dog on the arcade version versus Duck Hunt during a bonus round. Still, given how utterly inaccessible this iteration of the game is to 99.8% of players, most of us will sadly never get a chance to pop the dog with some lead. Number 7, it's based on a real American city, Silent Hill. There are countless fan theories and rumours about the Silent Hill franchise, but one commonly cited fact is that the series' titular locale is actually based on the real American town of Centralia, Pennsylvania. Centralia has famously had an unstoppable coal mine fire burning underground since 1962, ultimately prompting the majority of its residents to move away over the years. As of 2017, there are only 5 people left living in the town. The comparisons between the remote Rust Belt town of Centralia and the eerie hellscape of Silent Hill are self-evident, not least that smoke and steam continue to rise out of the ground in Centralia, not unlike Silent Hill's own nightmarish fog. But Centralia absolutely wasn't an influence on the video game version of Silent Hill, and it was only during the 2006 film adaptation that any overt link between the two was made. Screenwriter Roger Avery researched Centralia while penning the Silent Hill movie, even explicitly stating in the film that Silent Hill was abandoned 30 years prior due to a coal mine fire. But accepting the games as their own delineated universe, they don't appear to owe anything to Centralia at all. Given how accurately the movie captures the tone and aesthetic of the games, though, it's understandable to get their individual lore confused. Number 6, Pikachu used to have a black tail tip. Pokemon. Here's another example of the Mandela effect that existed since long before anyone ever came up with that term. If you ask a lot of people, even hardcore Pokemon fans, what the colour of Pikachu's tail tip is, many people will tell you without hesitation that it is black. But alas, that isn't the case at all. As much as many fans will swear blind that Pikachu's tail had a black tip until it was bafflingly removed in recent games, Pikachu's tail tip has always been fully yellow. Any picture you find online with a black tip has been photoshopped, but quite how this belief came to be so widespread among even Pokemon diehard fans no less, me being one of them, is anyone's guess. Number 5, Bigfoot was eventually found. Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas. Perhaps the most persistent urban legend in video game history is the claim that Bigfoot can be seen skulking around the countryside in Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas. Everyone has a friend who swears on their nan's life that they've seen Bigfoot, and that he was programmed to appear extremely rarely to only a precious few lucky players. In a hilarious instance of art imitating life, some players even created their own hoax images, leading to various claims over the years that Bigfoot had finally been found, as were easily believed by many hopeful fans. But much like Tomb Raider's new cheat, Bigfoot has never officially appeared in San Andreas in any capacity, and only done so through modding. Rockstar did eventually do fans a solid, however, and included the creature in Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 4, Rainbow Road has no guardrails. Mario Kart 64. Just as some Pokemon fans will bet their house on Pikachu's tail having a black tip, there are those Mario Kart fans who report childhood memories of playing Mario Kart 64's iteration of the iconic Rainbow Road track without guardrails and consequently falling off the edge. Except the Mario Kart 64 version of Rainbow Road has always had guardrails, and given that the game was released back in 1996, it long predated the possibility of post-release patches where such a change could be made. The sensible explanation is that players are simply confusing the various versions of Rainbow Road throughout the Mario Kart series, given that most of them contain little or no guardrails at all. Also, those memories of falling off the track could be explained by leaping off of one of the track's hills, which even in the N64 version will allow players to fall off the track despite the presence of rails. Number 3, Squall dies at the end of Disc 1, Final Fantasy 8. While this is technically more of a fan theory than a flat-out lie, it proved to be wildly believed enough among fans that Square Enix eventually offered an official statement rejecting it. The theory, which even has its own website, persists that Final Fantasy VIII's protagonist Squall, Leonhart, actually dies at the end of the game's first disc after being stabbed by Edea's Ice Shard, and that the rest of the game is simply his surreal death dream. Apparent evidence includes the sudden disappearance of Squall's wound and the fact that nobody directly mentions his injury for the rest of the game, as well as the increasing weirdness of the game after his wounding. In an interview with Kotaku, however, Yoshinori Kitase cleared the air and flatly confirmed that no, Squall doesn't die. He said, "No, that is not true. I think he was actually stabbed around the shoulder area, so he is not dead. But that is a very interesting idea, so if we ever do make a remake of Final Fantasy VIII, I might go along with that story in mind. But let's be honest, a small part of you probably still believes it." Number 2, blowing on a cartridge fixes it. Any Nintendo game. This lie isn't so much about a single game, but Nintendo games as a whole. Perhaps the most persistent and widespread myth about Nintendo's cartridge-based media on NES, SNES, and N64 is that if a game doesn't load on your first attempt, you should remove it, blow on the exposed connector to clear out the dust, and reinsert it into the console. In more recent years, this has been confirmed to be nothing more than a faintly absurd placebo effect, as all you're really doing is taking the game out and putting it back in, giving the console another chance to read the cartridge's connectors. Still, so many of us swore by this tactic for years, despite many N64 cartridges literally warning the player not to blow on them, given that the moisture in even a faint blow could theoretically damage the cartridge. Though cartridge blowing has been debunked, Nintendo fans have largely moved on to licking their Switch cartridges instead, which is a whole other can of worms. Number 1, the Deku Butler's son can be saved. The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask. This unfortunately erroneous claim about The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask has been doing the rounds among fans for literally 20 years. Many continue to insist that it's possible for players to resurrect the doomed son of the Deku Butler, a character who is briefly mentioned by the Deku Butler in the game and whose rotted remains are implied to reside within the caves beneath Clock Town, as seen in the game's heartbreaking end credits sequence. Various solutions to resurrecting the Deku Butler's son have been suggested, such as using the Song of Healing to bring him back or using a cheat cartridge, but a deep dive investigation into the rumour by Game Trailers a few years ago sadly seemed to confirm that we were all being duped and that nothing can be done. Devastating.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.